Daytime Confidential podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're diving into the 2014 Daytime Emmy pre-nominations with all of our reactions, so stay tuned. Jamie Giddens, welcome.
Hey.
Jillian Bowe, welcome.
What up?
Regan Salura, welcome.
Hello.
We're missing our beloved Melody Akers, but we will try and get by without her.
Hi, Mel.
Yes. While we're taking a moment of silence for her, we should probably be having a moment of silence for Brighton McClure, who is no longer in the Outstanding Younger Actor category.
We just fed you that, didn't we?
Let's just pause.
Yeah, let's just tip one out for the homies. Yeah.
So he's what? That means he's 27 now?
He was born in 17 and 72.
Well, you ruled it while it lasted, Brighton.
Well, let's talk about Outstanding Younger Actor in a Drama Series. The pre-nominees are Corbin Bleu from One Life to Live, Brian Craig from General Hospital, Chad Duell from General Hospital, Max Eric from The Young and the Restless, Adam Gregory from The Bold and the Beautiful, Chandler Massey from Days of Our Lives, Casey Moss from Days of Our Lives, Eric Nelson from All My Children, Daniel Polo from The Young and the Restless, and Freddie Smith from Days of Our Lives. Jamie, what are your surprises in this category? Any omissions that were surprising? Any names that you thought that were included that were a surprise?
No. I mean, I'm never really surprised with the younger categories because it usually, if you're a young star on the show, that pretty much it would have been nice to see Taquan Richmond on here.
Yeah.
I think he gives some good stuff. As opposed to, say, maybe Eric Nelson, who, bless his heart, I wasn't, you know, that intrigued by his performance. I'm not going to read.
You didn't like when he ran into that wall?
But, you know, I mean, the first thing that really strikes out at me is this is going to be, no matter, well, it all depends on who makes the final cut, rather, you know, but it on that final cut, it better be Casey Moss and Brian Craig better definitely be on this final list, along with Max Eric from Young and the Restless. He had solid stuff. Chad Duell should be on the final list. I guess those other slots, you know, I'd like to see Freddie and Chandler's, you know, going in the favorite. So Freddie and Chandler would be my round outs because I liked Corbin. On One Life to Live, but nothing really stood out as, say, Emmy-worthy. But when I think of Emmy-worthy stuff, definitely the Brothers Corinthos from GH, Max Eric, Chandler, and the, you know, the gay boys from Days, and JJ Devereaux from Days. I mean, when he tore up Horton Times Square after he found out his daddy was a rapist, that was, to me, that and anything Brian Craig did on GH, definitely his confrontation with his father, and also Casey Moss tearing up Horton Times Square. So, yeah, good list. You know, it's pre-noms. You really can't get to have any righteous indigestion, in my opinion, until you get the noms list. I mean, of course, there are some reasons to have it, but, yeah. You know.
Trevor St. John was robbed.
How do we know he submitted? A lot of those.
That was my joke. Considering what the previous years.
You know, I've seen that a lot. Oh, they were shut out. Well, Debbie Morgan tweeted that she wasn't putting herself up. So how do we know that any of these other people and, you know, put themselves up?
That was totally a joke on my part, okay. Which apparently fell flat.
Now, who was robbed?
Trevor St. John was robbed.
Who was robbed, though, really was Vincent Irizarry and the young sister who played the sex trafficking victim on All My Children. I'm like, did all that convention.
Stowers or something, or Sowers, whatever your name is, girl.
And hollering and being raped by all those Russians day in and day out. And they didn't give
Miles Stowers, yeah. Stowers, yeah.
She had to be raped every day and to holler and scream.
Flo, you know, but a lot of people kept telling me Florencia didn't submit, but one person on my timeline popped up and said, indeed, she did submit. Florencia submitted, and I'm like, don't tell me that, because I will be pissed pot mad. I'm like, the one time you submit, you get shut out.
Jillian, what did you think of the younger actor category? Any surprises for you?
Adam Gregory. I know they needed to pad it, but darling, you didn't do nothing.
He was in the Forrester basement all year.
Playing checkers in the basement.
Adam Gregory told me to tell y'all if Roy Huxtable from The Cosby Show can win every year the NAACP Image Awards for her two scenes on The Young and the Restless.
I don't need him to tell me nothing.
That he can put himself up. Tatiana Ali said, oh, I won again.
I did not think he deserved. I'm like, no, y'all should have padded with something else. Y'all should have put the little boy that plays Ridge Jr. on there instead of this fool. You know what? You should have put Heather Tom's baby, Little Will, on there. Little Will deserved better to be on there than this boy. But
the little boys who play Cameron and Spencer on General Hospital.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Now all of those babies need to be on this list too.
Reagan, what stood out for you? Too.
I love that little girl.
You know, I was happy for Corbin Bleu. I don't think he's the standout on the list, but it was nice to see him in there. You know, I think what everyone's already said, Brian Craig is probably one of my favorites on here. I keep, you know, thinking all this stuff with him happening in this year because I'm kind of having problems separating when all this stuff happens, going back and thinking about it. But, you know, I have that GH love, and I have that Chad dual bias of not liking him still.
Girl, get over it.
Listen, he still walks through Port Charles acting like Homer Simpson going to
don't need nobody to back her up. You hush in that corner. Mr. Laura, now back to you. I did think about you when they casted that boy as with the new Will. I was like, me and Rega's ace, the boy who played Chad's old role should have been Will Horton, but
he would have been good.
But yeah, but get over it. Chad said, I'm here, and I'm gonna stay here.
I know, I just, you know, I had to say it.
Well, one of the surprises for me, and maybe it wasn't a surprise, but maybe it was a hope that didn't come true. I was really impressed with Robert Gorey on One Life to Live. And so to not have him on the list when Adam Gregory is sort of seems a little bit disappointing.
How old is that boy? He might be too old.
Born in 87. April 6th.
Oh, well, yeah, he ain't too old, I guess. Wait, 87 means he's 10 years younger than me, so that'd be 26. Yeah, I guess he would be okay to be in there.
Yeah, because Crystal Khalil ass is right there.
Well, let's talk about Outstanding Younger Actress in a Drama Series. The nominees are Kristen Alderson, General Hospital, Camilla Banniss, Days of Our Lives, Lindsay Godfrey, The Bold and the Beautiful, Crystal Khalil, The Young and the Restless, Hunter King, The Young and the Restless, Kate Mancey, Days of Our Lives, Kim Mutula, The Bold and the Beautiful, Kelly Mitchell, One Life to Live, Ashlyn Pierce, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Denise Taunts, All My Children. Jamie?
I'm sorry, you know that was at Hope Logan.
Kim Mutula? Yeah.
Oh, let's say look at him, bitch.
She's like, I am the star of this show.
I'm serious. She said, snark all you want, but check them ratings out. So even with your girl gone, even with Jackie gone, doing her party on, them ratings going on up. All right, Kim. The same, you know, I'm a little, it's okay. It's a good list. Glad to see Kristen Alderson on the list, because you know how they did her, Poe Baby. On One Life to Live, you know, but they stopped doing that last year. Proud of that. she was the it girl last year. So, yeah, good to see her on the list.
She starred in your musical too.
What musical?
Your
that musical was 5 years ago. You telling Rega to let it go.
She started your musical, Kiki Jerome.
Oh, my Kiki Jerome, yes. She got it. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to have to say this for her as she's leaving Days of Our Lives. I do not consider Camila Bannis one of Melody's check-off lists for bad actors anymore. She has really, really grown in that role. I enjoyed her thoroughly. She hung with the big girls this past year with Allison Sweeney and Lauren Coslow in the hilarious weekend that When We Killed Nick storyline. I thought she was great during that whole arc. Glad to see her on here. I consider Lindsay Godfrey more of like a comedic lighter actress, so I can't really think of a scene that really stands out in terms of Emmy. I mean, she pops a mean waterbed and, you know, gives a good sexy kitten purr in the sauna, but I'm not really... I'm sure Krista Khalil has tons of material. I don't even have to think about it because they write tons of dramatic scenes for Lily to shake her neck and be like, how dare you?
So I'm Pakistani.
My question on this is, can you explain Ashlyn Pierce?
All it takes is an episode. So who knows, or what is it, two episodes? Hunter King is obvious. I mean, she drove story all year. Manzi on this list because loving her, I don't know when the cutoff was. I don't know, you know, I don't know what she, you know, I don't know if she would have, I don't know the time frame of what she would have submitted. It might have been because the EJ stuff didn't really pop off till this year. Well, the end of last year, I don't know, but she had fire stuff leading into that with the breakup of with Chad, you know, finding out Chad was lying about cancer. So definitely think she deserves to be on this list. Kelly Masal is a great little actress, you know, and I miss her on, you know, Twitter because she can tweet some, you know, I don't miss her because she's still on there, but I don't pay as much attention since One Life is not on. But, you know, she needs to be nominated for saying she wants to F the world upside down.
No, let's F this town upside down. I said, good God.
That was not funny much. I hope you find somebody to help you do that.
And she did, an older man.
Well,
her character.
Her character.
To get sued.
Yeah.
Don't do it up private lines. But, yeah, I mean, it's a solid list. Like, I do think my outrage is, where is Brooklyn Ray Sills?
Amen. She should have been nominated to win this category for that scene where she goes, Mommy?
And just her, but that little baby. Look, I don't know your name, little baby, but the little baby who plays Hope's little girl on Days of Our Lives, that little helper needs to be on here, too.
Sierra, yeah.
She is, Sierra be like, with Sammy's like, hi, Sierra, I haven't seen you in a while. Yes, because you never come up to my house and you never invite me to yours. I mean, that little girl is on fire. The kids are all right in daytime right now. Yeah. So I would have like to see
is her name, Lauren Bowles.
Yes, you know, and for the little younger dudes, I mean, little Spencer. When did little Spencer debut, though? I don't know. Maybe it was too late.
It was this last year.
He needs to be up for lead actor next year. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Because the way you yell at that tail paint glass, what were you doing at Emma House?
You have to put some more jersey in it. You have to put some jersey in it because that boy sounds like he's straight from.
He sounds like his mother, Courtney.
No. Why do you bring these people up?
The character whose name should never be mentioned again.
She monkey flu when he was a baby. He don't remember nothing about that pole.
And he don't sound like her. She sounded like she was from the valley.
Reagan, reactions?
Was it not funny?
Yeah, I think Brooklyn Ray should have definitely been on this list. That was probably the biggest shock. I like Lindsay Godfrey. I think sometimes that snarky, funny, real people remember, and that might get her on the final list.
Maybe not the award, but the final list.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you know, Snarky don't win. I mean, what's the space can tell you that?
You know what? I'd rather see her there over Ashlyn Pierce if it's going to be somebody, you know, from the, you know, from the Bold and the Beautiful. Because I don't like it. I'm not a big fan.
Taunts.
Yeah, Taunts. Don't win.
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know what I feel. I'm trying to be better this year, but I'm just like,
oh, stop, 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 stop.
You know, if Debbie didn't submit, it just...
Oh, Debbie was going to be in the younger actress category?
I mean, from I'm talking about to represent all by the effort of All My Children Online and One Life to Live Online. Don't try to play me, Luke, when you don't even... don't make me come for you. See, I'm being nice. I heard Debbie's name last year. But anyway, no. If All My Children and One Life to Live had to be represented, I don't know what to say.
I'm going to say it when Luke gets to me, because you so, stop it.
Jillian, younger actress?
Okay, Lindsay Godfrey didn't need to be on here, so I'll pick you off. you know, you already got three Bold and Beautiful chicks on here. Kim should definitely be on here. Ashlyn Pierce is my question mark, because before the Prenoms came out, you know, we see the work that she's doing at Psycho Alley, but that's just started to happen. Before that, she was just playing, you know, Ugly Betty over there. She wasn't really doing nothing. So, yeah. You know, next year, she definitely needs to be here. But now, no sir, no ma'am. Denise Taunts, you need to go, ma'am. No. You don't need to be on here because you did not know where you were or how you should be. No, ma'am. You know, I agree. If Debbie,
was fun for like Swan's Crossing. No, and I mean, when I say fun, I mean, I thought she was perfectly serviceable as the teen star on a Swan's Crossing type project. But in terms of the daytime Emmys, you know what I mean? I mean, that's one of the things, and I see so much criticism go toward the Oscars and the Golden Globes and this and that. But one thing you can't really say about them is that they just nominate anybody just to be doing something. I mean, you know, people don't, you know, Cameron Diaz isn't putting herself up for Bad Teacher or whatever that was a few years ago.
Yeah,
it just seems like with daytime, sometimes it's just like, well, let's just make sure we got somebody in that slot. Sometimes your show just doesn't have anybody for that category, and you should just maybe say, let's not put somebody up for that category. I mean, that's just me.
It just feels like I agree with you, because it feels like
absolutely
they pad it so they can have people in there. So when they win, they could be like,
say they had the most.
Yeah, we had the most. And it's like, you know,
but if you really want to make this a hot award show again, you put the best of the best of the best of the best up. Exactly. And then it becomes more marquee value too.
And somebody, to be honest, if they were really going to want to make it more marquee, I mean, it would suck for us as a podcast, but they should really get rid of the prenoms. They shouldn't announce it. It should just be a final one if they want. Because in some respects, having all these people and the fact that they allow it so that fans will argue over who should have got in and who shouldn't have because they've seen the prenom lists and then who gets into the final list, it actually, in some respects, can devalue the final list because you've seen who else was possibly eligible.
See, I don't mind the prenom list because that does at least get, in from my opinion, it at least gets you, because, I mean, a year is a long time, so at least it can get you thinking back to, okay, what did these people do last year? So I don't have a big issue with that.
Well, but how would a final list be announced change that, I guess?
I think they shouldn't.
If a final list was announced and you had the best of the best.
Well, they do announce the final list.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is if they only announced that, how would those people who receive those nominations not still make
you think? Well, the prenoms, I mean, they've always done prenoms. They're just now making them available to the press. I mean, it's a situation where, I mean, this is just a part of the process. I mean, that.
Well, I get what you're saying. I think with the prenoms, I think they're letting the press and everybody see them. I think this is just me. I think they do it to get you excited for the award show so you could tune in, so you can be like, okay, so who's going to get the final cut down? But to me, I think it does devalue it. I think the actual list itself should come out because, I mean, you know.
Well, they do.
I know.
The actual list come out.
We know that. I know that.
What's the one missing the point? Because it does.
Get to it. I'm saying if they just don't add that, just put the actual final list out instead of just putting this there. You know, it gets fans all riled up.
This is not about the fans. Over the last few years, there has been so much scrutiny to this process. There have been so many actors leading campaigns for change and so much erroneous stuff getting put out there about the process of this that Natas is like, look, I'm going to show y'all the magic because...
And we're not arguing that. The way I would put it is when you have people like, say... Ashlyn Pierce in a category, and you have these people that it's always sort of head scratchers, and it's like they're just filling slots in the prenom list, as opposed to if they just announce the final list. The prenom list can make it just look like it's a cattle call, whereas if you just announce it with the final list,
it is more prestigious. No, think back. You're contradicting our own coverage here, because when they didn't do that years ago, when we weren't getting the prenoms, when we would find out that what's that little bell boy that played?
Drew Tyler Bell.
What's his little name? Him. Drew Tyler Bell, or what are that little girl, that little mess of a girl that won from All My Children.
I don't want to remember her name.
On the prenom list, that little, one of those Marissas, the pre-lesbian Marissa.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to remember her name.
Oh my God, how did this person,
and I said at the beginning of my point, it would suck for us as bloggers
bloggers, but there's, no matter what, you said that this, it would take out the Ashlyn Pierce angle.
I'm not saying that it would eliminate surprise people like them. I'm not saying it would eliminate surprise people like them.
I just think that the prenoms letting, you know, them come out, I just think it just waters down the actual list.
Yeah, our soap press, us included, we don't really do a whole lot of the type of analysis that Variety and Deadline and stuff do, where they start tracking award season. You know what I mean? So to me, this is a very helpful list because, you know, Variety, if you watch, starting now, they're going to already be starting to say what the new, or basically know when the festival, when the, what's that one, the one out in Utah?
Sundance.
As soon as they do that.
That's Sundance, not Sundance, but okay.
Or whatever, one of those.
No, what is that one in Utah?
Isn't it Sundance in Utah?
Yeah. I thought it was Sundance.
Yeah, that was something else.
As soon as they start that, they start tracking award season watch. So to me, the prenom list at least allows me to, at least from my point of view, to say, okay, so these are the people I need to look at and track. And of course, there's going to be glaring omissions, but to me, out of all of the myriad of problems that the Daytime Emmys faces, releasing this list is not one of them, in my opinion.
No one's saying that. I'm just saying it's just, to me, I just think it waters it down, but I digress.
Well, let's talk about Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. The nominees are Tracy Bregman, The Young and the Restless, Melissa Claire Egan, The Young and the Restless, Jane Elliott, General Hospital, Nancy Lee Grahn, General Hospital, Amelia Heinle, The Young and the Restless, Elizabeth Hendrickson, The Young and the Restless, Lisa LeCicero, General Hospital, Kimberly McCullough, General Hospital, Kelly Sullivan, General Hospital, and Cynthia Watros, The Young and the Restless. Considering the giant sigh, Reagan.
Does that mean I get to start?
What's your reaction?
Well, there's
surprises.
A lot of people from General Hospital, and to have this many people from General Hospital and not have Kirsten Storms here really pisses me off. That was my thought.
Well, I know that someone from GH is gonna win this one. I don't know. But no, let me don't say that because Tracy Bregman be like, bitch, the hell you say?
Jamie, what are your reactions?
Well, I mean,
damn! Right now, I'm
summing it up with Kirsten. I mean, that's glaring. So happy to see Jane Elliott. I mean, what was it last year?
Oh, yes.
She gave that interview with Logan where she talked about not doing it. And I'm just so glad that someone convinced her because she is one of those actors that she gets the Kim Zimmer Award because she can turn any, shit to sugar anytime, no matter what. She can be given the most minute storyline. I mean, she salvaged Piccolala. I mean, this is a woman who works the miracles of God. I mean, she can do no wrong.
She makes the Zbornak collection. I just
in a Caesar haircut and Dorothy's Bornak's whole wardrobe, she still makes it do what it does. I'm very, very, very excited about Elizabeth Hendrickson.
Yes.
Because with Jill Fehrenfeld's type shows, it's always known that the boys are going to get plenty of, stuff, plenty of, chest beating material. And I was very pleased that Hendrickson and Melissa Claire Egan got their due in this dismal, abysmal, depressing story of a dead baby and all of the awesome opportunities to get. Because, that's the thing. Jill knows her stuff. Jill knows that that kind of story is going to get you a ton of acting nominations. And so I'm just glad to see the sister girls get to be out here beating their chests. Not too hard, though, because we don't want to damage them. It is an award show. We want everybody's bosoms looking nice and healthy. And
sitting pretty, man. Sitting pretty.
So I'm glad for her. Love me some Lisa Lo Cicero. Kimberly McCullough. This is, I was a fan of Teenage Robin when I started watching the show and loved her on up through the Jason storyline years. But I am the rare person who is not that crazy about Scrubs because Robin as a part of Scrubs is the biggest harpy nag in the past, at least. This stint she hasn't been because she hasn't had time because she's been such a superhero. And I love that Frank and Ron made her a badass Robin who was kicking ass and saving the world. And instead of just running around General Hospital with that clipboard, nagging at Patrick, nagging at everybody. I mean, I could not stand Robin by the time she blew up in that that room, that laboratory. So this has been a fresh take. Kelly Sullivan, I'm working the secret, so I'm drawing positive things to my life. I'm gonna let y'all have that.
Listen,
her life and her career. I
will cut it off. I've been doing the secret too, but my secret told me to tell the truth, and no, ma'am, don't be on here. No, ma'am.
You realize she's going to be the one that makes it through and wins.
That's what I'm thinking too.
That's gonna be the
category this year.
Stop and read the secret. You speak it stuff.
And the Emmy goes to Kelly Sullivan as Connie Falconeri, General Hospital.
That's which is like suck it daytime comedy.
and I would be like, bitch, you still didn't deserve it. No, I'm gonna be real here. Kelly Sullivan, I'm not being shady, but no ma'am, no sir. Your play cousin definitely needs to be on Chuh. To me, I thought Kimberly should have been in lead because she drove story, but I guess they're trying to be nice. I thought that M. Ryland being M. Emmy, Chaka, whatever your name is. That drives me crazy, these name changes. If Colton Scott, Martinez, Stephen Martinez, that boy that played Nicholas. I'm like, damn, who you running from?
Brighton James, Brighton McClure, the person
Tyler,
formerly known as Brighton
Baker,
something.
Tyler Christopher.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he changed his name a few times.
Tracy Bregman.
Ellie Thomas Scott.
Thomas, then she married and it ain't changed no more. Melanie told me.
Let me get back to this.
I changed my motherfucking name. What?
Okay, yeah, but the Y&R girls, I'm kind of glad with this list. Minus, I mean, Amelia had pockets here and there, but so glad that Lizzie Hendrickson is on here because she broke a chick down when she cried over little DD. Ooh, and Missy Claire finally brought her A game, and Tracy Bregman, when that boy was haunting her for hunching and everything, ooh, Tracy Bregman showed why she was the baddest bitch on Y&R. Yes, Lord. I was like, that's good. Cynthia Watrose? We all know Cynthia can slay, but, you know, I'm just...
That's smart of them, though. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you have somebody in part of your cast that has been on Lost, hell yeah, you put them up. Because you want to get that lady from Entertainment Weekly who thinks that Kelly Bodico is really... Vanessa Marcel, who thinks Jill Ferret Phelps is Jill Foster Abbott, you want her to write about it. So you put up the Cynthia Watrose. So if you have a star that has made it outside of daytime, that's hella smart because the headline can be Lost. Cynthia Watrose nominated for a guest stint on The Young and the Restless. You know, that's smart PR-wise.
It's smart PR-wise, but, you know, it goes back to the padding rule. I mean, it's smart PR-wise, but it still goes back to the padding rule. So, you know, it kind of makes us sound like some hippie critics.
There's something wrong with the fact that this category has nobody from Days of Our Lives or Bold and the Beautiful.
It's not about being a hypocrite. It's about that they do have to serve different masters. There's a reason every year that it's a, who's going to air this sucker? So, I mean... They do have to think about, well, we need to put up our biggest stars since we can't even get Oprah to show up. Or, you know, Ellen can host the Oscars for everybody else, but her day job is in daytime, but she don't even show up for this sucker. So
Oprah Skyped in that year. Remember? Oprah Skyped in the Vegas last year in Vegas.
It'd be like, Cynthia, we need you. We finna find your lost ass.
I don't even know if I should say this, but she probably Skyped in because she was afraid of the bed bugs.
There was no bed bugs at that hotel. Look at
I distinctly remember having to redo those reservations.
Oh, that's because my friend Michael Logan told me that they had the bed bugs.
Let's just be real here. Logan is a snob.
Logan is who I want to be one day. I'm like, look, if you do work,
and I grow up, you want to be Michael Logan? Is that it?
Hey, that's a good aspiration to come to. But she's got that MTV pilot. Maybe that can convince MTV to come out and interview her. You know, who knows? I hope MTV knows their place on the carpet because people be having fits. Oh, see, I'm supposed to be working a secret. Go to this. My place, Terrence from E News. Do you know who I am? Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Outstanding supporting actor.
Shout out to my boy Dan Crow because he know my pain.
Dan is such a messy person. Dan
is.
I'm gonna have to read the secret all the way through.
Shout out to Dan from Soap Central, but
that's what we're gonna call this podcast: "The Secret of the Daytime Emmy Pre-Nominations." Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series: Robert Adamson, The Young and the Restless; Bradford Anderson, General Hospital; Blake Barris, Days of Our Lives; Sean Blakemore, General Hospital; Darren Brooks, The Bold and the Beautiful; Steve Burton, The Young and the Restless; Scott Clifton, The Bold and the Beautiful, William DeVry, General Hospital, Wally Kurth, Days of Our Lives, Eric Martzoff, Days of Our Lives, Greg Rickhart, The Young and the Restless, Greg Vaughn, Days of Our Lives, and Dominic Zamprogna, General Hospital. Jamie?
So glad to see Wally Kurth! I love Wally Kurth! I'm an old school Justin and Adrian fan, and I remember last April at the day's event that they have every year here, the charity event, he talked about getting a meaty storyline on Days. And I was so hoping, because you know how they do, like him and Brian DeTillo, y'all gonna get a meaty storyline. And then we see some of that fake crab meat they sell you, that then you look at the bag and they don't have no crab. And no
but
meat.
See, Wally is in the best of both worlds, because when they tell him that BS, Ron could be like, hey, I got some store, and he could be like,
but he hasn't in a while. So yeah. I was like, okay, please don't let them be jiving Wally, and they weren't. He got big story as a part of the EJ and Sammy story, and he said that then. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm happy because it's with Allison and James, and if you're with them, you're working every day. And he really did get to, you know, have some meaty stuff with Sammy's murder trial and basically telling EJ, you know, if you come for Adrian again, you know, you're going
to deal. She should have been in the supporting. I forgot to say that. She should have been in supporting.
Yeah, she really should have been.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, I mean, Luke mentioned that, too. I mean, it's like, come on now, with Days, it's like, give me a break.
Well, all three of the major leads, Zucker, Sweeney, and Davidson are all in out lead.
Yeah, but Lauren Coslow is not on here.
No, what I was just meaning.
No,
like
supporting, yes. Yeah, so Lauren Coslow and Judy Evans could have been in supporting. Yeah. I agree with Lee.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, I'm happy to see my boy Wally on that list. Robert Adamson. I like Robert Adamson. Hell, I wishful cast his ass. But I really haven't really given him a lot of material this last year. I mean, maybe some of the stuff with his breakup with the day player cop girl, the 21 Jump Street girl. I don't know. I mean, he really hadn't had a lot of story, and this is kind of a high wattage category. You know, this isn't one of the, you know, younger, you kind of go, oh, okay. But for supporting, you kind of want to think about, well, what did this person do? I would have thought Rhetoric had more story, you know, last year than Robert. But okay. Bradford Anderson, my God, number one, he's a lead actor, but number two, I mean, he is a boss. I mean, it's no denying. I mean, Blake Barris, Bradford Anderson, that's going to be a dogfight right there. Scott won last year. Scott gets a ton of meaty stuff, and he gets to do his thing, you know, his zany Jim Carrey type thing, and I like it, you know, but Blake Barris is like Shakespearean and Hitchcock all rolled into one. Bradford Anderson is one of the best actors I've ever seen, so I'm so glad Eric Martzoff is on this list, too, because I don't want to sleep on him. Eric Martzoff as freaking Brady melting down over his girl, you know, raping his priest brother. And you got to have Greg Vaughn on here as the priest brother. What a poignant, passionate rape victim he played, and something that could have been made fun of, you know, easily. Because, you know, usually when a man is raped in daytime, it's like, and you know, not
what happened to Jack,
you know, it's you kind of, but I mean, he was so tragic with that. I mean, he played that with every bit as much disgust and, you know, you know, I mean, he really just broke your heart, even though, you know, in the beginning of the story, I did make fun of it. Like, I mean, because, you know, it's, I guess you just think a woman raping a man, but it does happen. I mean, you know, we watched 2020, strange things happen, and, you know, he really conveyed what could have been. I really like the fact that some of the stories on Days could have been classic, crazy Days stories, but the actors just grounded the heck out of it. Dominique Zamprogna, you know, had a lot of good stuff last year with the fertility issues, with, you know.
When he thought that Lulu was dead.
Oh, nah, if I was him, I wouldn't have submitted nothing around then.
He was the only one who kept that scene grounded.
Yeah, but now that to me, you know,
don't you put that up, boy.
That those were funny. I thought that was all funny and hilarious, but I wouldn't have put up nothing around Ice Lulu.
Now, Reagan, this category must be extremely difficult for you, considering you have your Buckeyes boy and Darren Brooks in the same category.
Who's from Cleveland?
There's no Buckeyes boy in
this. I thought
kid.
Steve Burton was a Buckeyes
fan. Oh, yeah, but he isn't. Yeah, I have no loyalty to him anymore.
Oh, okay. See, I tried setting it up, and you guys just are not going with it tonight.
I know, I forgot about it.
Like I said, Felicia.
I don't care about him anymore. No, I'm all about Bradford Anderson in this category. I like Darren Brooks, and but I'm all about Bradford. I would like to see William DeVry, I think, make it to the final list on this because I think he's just so great. I know you guys talk endlessly about the Days guys, so I like seeing maybe to see one of them. Maybe Greg Vaughn because of the GH connection with me.
Maybe you should watch the show. I don't know.
I don't got time. I'm kidding.
Jillian?
I'm not mad at this list at all. This is a really good list. I would tweak it with Robert Adamson. I would have put Marco Dapper in there a little bit, considering what he did with Lauren. I would have put him in there. Sean Blakemore, got a question mark by you, bro. You know, black on, but I got to be real. No.
Maybe he submitted something to do with him and Alexis's bust up over him being a thug. That was some pretty meaty stuff.
Yeah. Bradford Anderson, oh my God. When he had a plethora. He had like a feast of stuff he could have submitted. Him, Blake.
If he.
Okay. Him, Blake Barris. Jesus.
I'm sorry for me to do that. I just saw Isaiah Washington is coming back to grace. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's a way out. But anyways.
What?
He is. For Christina, I'm sure.
Darren Brooks. I mean, Steve Burton. I'm not shading him. You know, the fans will, you know, his little followers will probably fly a plane over my house and be like, don't you shade him. But I. No.
You know what? I'm so not surprised that Burton is on this list because they gave that cat more exposition
than
Tennessee Williams play.
He got a lot of stuff.
He got a lot, but his delivery.
It wasn't to me, it was not worthy or worth it. So sorry. Everybody else got Clifton, William DeVry. Oh my God. He has great stuff too. Wally Kurth. Oh, the Days Boys. Eric Marshoff and Greg Vaughn. Oh my God. Their stuff was just delicious, especially when that boy found out that Kristen, you know, Kristen kept messing with his family and, you know, slipped the Mickey and other things to his play brother. Love it. And Greg Rickard, when he cried into Chavez's arms. No, my bad. That's probably fanfic. My bad. That's probably fanfic, but whatever. When he cried about little Diddy, this is a really good list. I'm not mad at it. If it stays this way, I would not be mad. The only person I would kick out is Robert Adamson. It's like, you didn't do nothing but tell Sharon, you know, bitch, take your meds, your crazy self. And Dominic Zampronia had good stuff with Lulu, Shrulu, with that baby and everything, and confronted Maxie in that church. Yeah, this is a good list. I'm happy.
Outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Maurice Bernard, General Hospital, Peter Bergman, The Young and the Restless, Doug Davidson, The Young and the Restless, Roger Howarth, General Hospital, Christian LeBlanc, The Young and the Restless, John McCook, The Bold and the Beautiful, Jason Thompson, General Hospital, Billy Miller, The Young and the Restless, James Scott, Days of Our Lives, Sean Patrick Christian, Days of Our Lives.
Oh, you're using all your government, boy.
Because they put it on there. I guess Sean is going by that.
Oh, Lord, you two, you switching up names. No, look, I don't have time for that.
Jamie?
So glad to see Mo on this list. Mo, I said it before, I'll say it again. He found his cowboy. You know, Jonathan Jackson is to Tony Geary what Brian Craig is to Mo Bernard. And, you know, they were just like sharpened swords, you know, firing against each other. Love it, love it, love it. Peter Bergman is always going to be on a pre-nominated list. He's an amazing actor. He cries at the drop of a hat. He cried today when I was watching. He cried to Victoria about Billy. I know you make my brother a better man. You know, Peter Bergman is just that cat. He is just that actor.
He collects dust in that spot. He just knocks
Bergman,
the dust.
It's because he is that amazing.
Yeah.
Bergman, Stafford, LeBlanc. You could give them my freaking 5-year-old cousin's script that he had to write for creative writing class in kindergarten, and they are going to win a nomination for it because they are just those cats. Doug Davidson, all he did last year was tell Lauren and Michael to quit showing out. I mean, all he did was walk around, Lauren, Michael, that's it, Lauren, if y'all don't sit out.
And help Nikki find that perv, yeah.
I mean, nigga, you know, I mean, he really didn't do much. It's not, you know, I guess it's like the residual off of, sit down, Ricky! Put that knife down, Ricky!
It's like the previous year winner almost gets a guaranteed spot in the next year category.
He really didn't have much. He went back to supporting this year, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Roger Howarth as Franco. Roger Howarth is an amazing actor. I can't think of any Franco sanity that makes me think Emmy.
The tumor. It was the tumor.
Okay, No. Go ahead, Jamie.
Christian LeBlanc did kind of go up more into lead this year as he, you know, battled to save his wife and son. So I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not feeling like, oh, here we go again. Because, you know, like I said, Christian is one of those cats. I mean, if he puts him, Christian is one of the best actors it is in daytime. So I'm glad to see that he actually did get meaty story this year. John McCook. I don't.
No.
I mean, I love John McCook. I just didn't think he had lead story this year. The lead on Bold and the Beautiful is Scott Clifton and Dollar Bill. Let's just not get it twisted at this point anymore. Don Diamont was the lead actor on Bold and Beautiful last year. John McCook was on 3 episodes. And then he hunched Taylor in one. He fussed at Brooke. Brooke, you can't come to the fashion show. And then the next one he was talking about, Pam, I love these delicious lemon bars.
Maybe he submitted something with Stephanie's death. Wasn't that last year?
No, all got their Stephanie death stuff the year before.
Oh,
but,
sorry, Cook. I tried to cut. But
it could have been, you know, they do a lot of that. You know, I know, you know, the Christmas and... this is the first Christmas without you, Stephanie, and that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, he can probably pull a good reel. I just didn't think any of it was really.
He
had that little storyline with Taylor, but I didn't really think it was lead actor. Billy Miller is a boss. I'm so glad he is out here. James Scott, come on, are we kidding here? James Scott is the man with the plan. Sean Christian, I enjoyed him a lot more this past season with, you know, the storylines where he was trying to save, you know, Eric's career way more than because he and Jennifer were apart for most of the year. So I got to see Sean Christian act with other acting partners, and I really enjoyed him a lot more with Arianne Zucker and Greg Rickard and some of that. You know, I really started to feel the camaraderie between them.
Greg Rickard?
I mean, not Greg Rickard, Greg Vaughn. We're going.
You got Lukaitis. You got Lukaitis.
Well, my thing is, like, I was speaking of Greg Vaughn, I would be swapping Greg and Sean. Like, Sean, to me, should be in supporting, and Greg, considering everything that happened with the drugging and the, like,
the
trying to get his memory back, should have been lead.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if Sean was in supporting, he's not my favorite, but it makes more sense
Jason
to me.
Jason Thompson had a killer year. Gotta go ahead and talk about the glaring omission, and we knew that this person wasn't going to be on there.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
This is a popularity contest, and if one thing he is not is popular, and that's Michael Muni, but there's no denying he was one of the best actors working in daytime last year.
Oh, yeah. the Click Posse came together and everybody else on that set.
You know what? I don't even think it's about a Click Posse there.
I just think they all just said no. Yeah. I just think, but no, I'll let you finish and then, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's about a Click Posse. I think it's about the whole, I mean, we saw it was way more than who we consider the Click Posse coming out. Look, Jerry Douglas ain't in the Click Posse. And Jerry Douglas was giving interviews. Oh, no. I'm a ghost and I don't like him. I mean, they were just all, you know, everybody. People ain't been on the show in 10 years. Brendan Dixon chimed in. I don't like him. I mean, you know, it was kind of like, dang, is this boy going to ever get to tell his side of the story?
What's his way? Larry Wharton was like, I don't like him either.
I mean, you know, look, the Brooks sisters was like giving interviews to E. Laura Lee Brooks was like, oh, my community was terrible. When I worked with him in 1974, it was awful.
The good though, and Mr. Kitty was like, ooh, he's an ass. Ooh, God.
Gail was like, I hated serving him tea and crumpets.
Take away that. John Silver was like, he was an asshole. Michael Mutis like, Dad, I don't even know who you are.
It's like, I didn't even work with your ass, Jerry Douglas.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's the thing about daytime, though. When the ranks get circled around you, boy, it's worse than being a doggone bleeding virgin in a vampire den.
It's worse than being a virgin at a prison rodeo, as Blanche Devereaux would say.
True, then the scorn is needed, I guess, if the allegations are true. But I will say this, all of that being said, no matter what happened off screen, it's a whole bunch of assholes in Hollywood to get awards.
Yeah, actor.
I mean, look what happened with the whole Woody Allen stuff before
the
Oscars.
Not a good example because they kept his behind from winning, but I mean, he did get nominated, you know.
Well, but Kate Blanchett still credited him when she won.
Nobody was going to give Woody that award. He was not going to get Best Movie this year. No,
but he still ended up nominated.
Right. I mean, and you know, so, but Hollywood, in terms of film and primetime, is way more forgiving than daytime. And, you know, Michael Muni said himself that he had a backpack full of hubris. So,
because you know TMZ.
Emmy nominations. We know the deal. Vicky Rao told us right here on this podcast, 300 podcasts ago, that if you don't bring the Krispy Kreme...
People laugh, you know, and it's so funny because people laughed and clowned her. But, you know, it's so funny is that the same man that led the charge for reformance on the Emmys who got shut out pretty much proved, without having to prove it, that she was right. So,
But the thing of it is, though, you still have to... There's no denying in this world it's not just about talent. I mean, if it was just about talent, they would have just kept Seth MacFarlane as the host of the Oscars, because I think he's way funnier than Ellen. I love Ellen, but Ellen tells knock-knock jokes on Twitter. In this world, you have to be congenial. You have to be nice sometimes to get ahead, and he's an amazing talent, and that should matter. But if you think about it, I mean, how many Emmys does Eric Braeden have?
One.
And Eric is not Mr. Congeniality himself. I mean,
I am not a part of the popular contest.
Like father, like son. I mean, you know.
Jillian, what are your thoughts on outstanding lead actors?
This is a good list, too, except I would subtract the ones that are, you know, next to each other, Doug Davidson and Roger Howarth, and the one in, you know, below them, John McCook. What you do, boo? What you do? I was too happy when...
I fixed a drink for Stephanie and I.
Chug-a-lug, that's somewhere
else. For her portrait.
Yeah, but Don Diamont should have been on it because he drove story. He, you know, hell, the truck done parked outside my door. That's how much story he drove. Billy Miller, I was so happy that he did not play the, I'll do supporting bullshit. I was so glad that he threw himself up in lead and was like, ta-da, how you like me now? I love that. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of like this. I was surprised that Michael Muni was not on here, but I wasn't, considering what we just talked about. I mean, that cat killed it with Delia's storyline and the cover-up and everything else. He killed it. He killed it. But the moment that he got fired, I'm not even going to lie, I had a moment I said to myself, he is not going to be nominated. His parting gift will not be a final daytime Emmy. I'm not trying to be snarky or nothing, but I just knew it was not going to happen. I knew they were all going to close ranks and say, we're going to shut him out. He led the charge for reformment on this, and he still didn't get no love, and it's kind of sad.
Well,
but
he did,
you know,
last year. You know.
Last year, but you know, and
well,
this
that
year,
was, you know, that was following the Protestant Reformation. What was that in the history we had to learn about the Reformation?
Prodigal son? I don't know.
The Reformation you're talking about with like
Luke? You went
Martin
to private
Luther?
School. You don't know shit.
The the Reformation took place.
Protestant. It wasn't the Protestant. See?
Yeah,
the
with Martin Luther.
Texas
and the...
knew it. See, we don't even learn nothing in Texas, but Texas, our Texas, all the body state and the Alabama.
Yeah, but I would trade Sean Patrick Christian, since they got your Gutman on here. You know I'm famous for giving people Gutman out. I would trade him with Greg Vaughn or Eric Martzoff instead of him being here. No, sir, no, ma'am. You don't belong. You belong in supporting. Everybody else was fine. You know, I would say Eric Braden, but we all know, just like his play son, he ain't gonna get no love on here.
And he's incredible every day, too. Eric Braden is incredible. He does everything with those little, but he don't play parlor games. He ain't coming in there trying to grin at you in your mouth at daytime Emmy nomination times. If he feel like telling you to go to hell, he gonna tell you to go to hell. And if you are a fan and you tweeting him some bull-ish on Twitter, he might just call you out your name, because that's
he will talk to you and send you backpacking with your edges on fire. Like, you know, he's not Mr. Congeniality. He is not. Like, he should be on here, especially with, you know, the fallout with Delia's death, finding out that Nikki got some boy who could be for AARP and all that. He should be on here.
I'm going to read y'all Eric Braden's latest tweet. Let me say, I would not make many of the decisions V makes. I'm guessing V is for Victor, not Venus Flytrap. But in some regards, very similar, closer to my family and friends, not Machiavellian. It was very Machiavellian to tell that woman if she was a man, you hit her in the face.
Oh, he called some other woman the other day. He called her a bitch. Somebody tried to write something trying to about him, and he was like, bitch! And I was like... And they were all like, I can't believe you called her a bitch. And Eric was like, well, when you said to my name, you oh my God.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. Because some of these people think they can get on that Twitter and talk any kind of way to somebody. Yeah. Well, look at this.
Listen, and we've made we have made fun of Eric Braden, but considering the very serious storyline or the serious story that was reported this last week about what crazy fans will do, you need to know how to defend yourself.
Here we go, Eric Braden. It was somebody named I ain't gonna say her name because she might sue. let me read what she said first. I don't know what she said because it ain't showing now. But he wrote, FYI, I have never been threatened by anyone in this business. You are an utterly uninformed bitch. Kindly keep your driven to yourself.
In layman's terms, I'm a speaker in layman's terms. Bitch, keep my name out your mouth or you gonna get got. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And I respect it because you have too many people who try to Twitter thug on here. They think they can talk to you any type of way on Twitter, but when you come back to them, oh my God, I'm gonna tell Luke. And I'm like, tell Luke who?
We have a policy. What you do on your Twitter is your business.
Well, bam.
Reagan, what are your thoughts on this category?
I would tell somebody that when I go to the grocery store tomorrow, if I go up there with some coupons and they don't know the price, I'm going to say, you are an uninformed bitch!
I'll bet you a can of peaches or something.
I'm just playing because As y'all know, I live in Atlanta. I ain't finna do that. People come pack. Look, the grocery clerk at the Kroger packing. She got a Smith & Wesson. It's a lapel.
You don't.
Listen, everyone should be well armed. Reagan, what did you think of this category?
This conservative skin mode.
You asked me now 5 times.
I know I've asked you 5 times, but Jamie's on a roll with his Victor impressions. What can I do?
Okay. Dramatic pause. Get up here. Just making sure I have the floor. No, I'm kidding. No, I was happy Maurice Bernard, he's back to definitely being the lead of that show. John McCook, I don't know why the fuck you're on this list. It should be Don DeMont. That is just baffling to me that it's not. And what did I tweet you? Really, Roger Howarth is Franco? Yes, really?
Reagan about had a freaking IM meltdown when the list came out.
I just can't with that. I love Roger Howarth. I just don't. I'm still not in love with Franco. I'm not in love with Franco. This just is still not working for me.
I'm telling you, it's the secret of the tumor.
Shut up, tumor!
I'm going to take that tumor
to come back and tell Carly he's not going to let her keep little baby ghost whisperer if she stays with Franco. Then Franco can make the heroic, altruistic decision to leave Carly and leave Port Charles forever so that she can have her daughter. Then Carly can go crazy on deck.
Next, the third person?
Hey, come back in 3 months.
At this point, he might as well.
He can come back in 3 months as Stephen Lawswell. He can put him back together again. Yeah. Just no Franco. Look, we'll buy it in
that way.
Franco's just not going to be able to be palatable.
Ever.
They've tried everything. Franco at this point could do like Clark Kent did if Monica falls dead in the middle of the Metro Courtney Hotel. Franco could rip off his clothes to reveal a blue suit with a red cape, go fly out into the atmosphere, fly backwards enough time for time to spin back around like Lois Lane and save Monica's life. And people are still going to be like, no, Franco.
It's the whitewashing!
It is a whitewashing.
Shut up. You don't know how to spell whitewashing. Shut up.
Let's talk about outstanding lead actress in a drama series. The pre-nominees are Sharon Case, The Young and the Restless, Jessica Collins, The Young and the Restless, Eileen Davidson, Days of Our Lives, Finola Hughes, General Hospital, Catherine Kelly Lang, The Bold and the Beautiful, Kelly Monaco, General Hospital, Allison Sweeney, Days of Our Lives, Heather Tom, The Bold and the Beautiful, Jess Walton, The Young and the Restless, Maura freaking West, The General Hospital.
Oh, just jinxed you, Maura. Sorry, girl.
Laura Wright, General Hospital, and Arian Zucker, Days of Our Lives. Jamie?
Maura West! Is everything there ever was and ever will be on Earth. Y'all know this. And everything she is not, Eileen Davidson is. It is the bottom of
touché.
The super blondes, in my opinion. I am just like living blonde ambition with these two. It's like they gave me life all year long. What's going to hurt Eileen is so much of her performance is comedic in nature. Even when she wasn't doing comedic things, she plays the Betty Davis type high hysteria to Kristen so well that I hope that casual Emmy voters realize the magic that she's doing. And plus, I mean, we've all learned that having two shows have your back can help. So I am pretty sure that since The Young and the Restless wants her every time Days lets her take a coffee break, she'll have two shows voting for her, you know, but there's a lot of people that Maura West worked with at YNR too and World Turns. So,
never underestimate Heather Tom.
Yeah, Heather Tom is, you know, a stunner in this. I mean, you know, Heather Tom has won many times when I didn't think she would win, but, you know, we're just talking about the main list right now. So, yeah, I mean, for me, I definitely think Maura and Eileen need to be on that final list.
The final five.
Heather Tom. I love me some Jess Walton. Y'all know this, but I would have thought she'd been in supporting. I mean, she's only there every second leap year. Kelly Monaco kind of is more supporting these days to me, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love her, but, you know, wouldn't have really thought of her as in lead. Allison Sweeney, I pray she makes the final list. This won't be her last time to make it, but it'll be her next to last time. And she's never gotten the love that she deserves or the, I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, people talk about the Susan Lucci thing. At least Lucci got nominated all those times. I mean, what does my girl need to do? I mean, they had her on death row. You know, I mean, I would love to see.
Who you call fat Sweeney? You know Sweeney on that hell kick. Did you call someone fat? And it was like, I curse you.
I don't know what it could have been, but I mean, I really would like to see Allison get some love. Fanola, love me some Fanola.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Love her to death. Again, she is a lead actress, but I don't really, it seemed more she was in supporting this year. Arianne definitely led Story at Days. Love seeing her on the list. Arianne is, in my opinion, just as solid as the YNR actors that we say can always bring it. Arianne.
Oh, absolutely.
Can sell anything from, you thought I raped you and I didn't, and I'm not going to forgive that, to, I'm going to jump off this very short steps and kill myself and make you believe that she really could do something besides sprain her arm if she took it when she was going to jump from them steps. I'm like, girl, you ain't going to die if you jump off them steps. That's just like right up two rows of steps. You just go hurt yourself real bad like a fool and break your arm. But, you know, that was last year. But, you know, this is a good, you know, for me, I'm rooting for Mara West all the way at the end of the day because she is, if Vanessa Marcel was Guza's muse, Mara West is Carla Vani's. I mean, she is everything on that show. She is one of the few characters that I can think of in daytime history that maims, murders, sleeps with barely legal boys, and you still love her every day. You're just like, whoa. And it's not like the Stefano type love or the Helena type love of the supervillain, because I don't even think of her as a supervillain.
She's just misunderstood.
I empathize with Ava Jerome. You know, I really get what she's trying to do in her life, and people just keep getting in the way.
Oh,
and sometimes
the scenes with her and Sonny, where she was like manipulating Sonny after he shot AJ. Oh my God, amazing work!
And I love the fact that Maurice does not have the ego that certain actors in this genre would. I know certain actors on certain shows that if you would have tried to write, if their character had been the all-knowing, all-badass for as long as Sonny had, and you try to start writing someone else manipulating them, they would be like, no, 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 no. You know.
Don't do that voice, because you... Don't do that voice.
Are you insinuating something there?
Maurice is like, look, what's good for the team is good for me. I love it. I love that, you know, because that's a tough house. That's a tough house to go into at General Hospital. You know, there have been many a ego, you know, crushed by people coming into that show and people getting their feelings hurt and up and leaving and then ending up on other shows 3 months
later. Oh. You know, moving to different cities and getting out of the whole...
Brian Franz.
What about those airline tickets?
Don't talk about that.
Yes, I am. Why? Well, you know, I can because I can hang with the Twitter thugs, but,
Brian,
you know.
Franz, because of the fact that he kept that show, you know, so tight with its top three or four or five people for so long, GH is a tough house to break into and become a star at. And Mara...
Laura Wright did it. Mara West did it.
Yeah, Mara came right on in there and was like...
After that was busted up.
Yeah. But I think she could have done it at any time. I think she could have come in at the height of the Jason, Sonny, Carly, Courtney, and been like, hello, everybody. I just want to let y'all know I'm here.
If she had come in as Faith Roscoe would have never been it.
Character is similar to Faith, I will say that. But
Jillian, thoughts?
I like this list. I'm happy with this list, except Kelly Monaco, to me, she was supporting. Jess Walton was supporting. So supporting. She was out in Seattle somewhere supporting. So, no. I thought Melody could have been in here. You know, her trying to run around and find that boy and all that. I thought she could have been in there with that. And, you know, her checking Victor about, you know, his shenanigans and all that. She could have been in there, but again, we all know. Anyway, I'm not mad at Finola being in here because we all remember, you know, she drove some story too when they were looking for Robin and everything.
And the confronting Faison.
Yes, and we're confronting Faison. Yeah. She drove story and she did it up. To me, I thought her on screen, her other on screen great partner. And I don't mean the men who should have been a supporting too. And I'm like, damn, you should have been a supporting. Kathleen Gotti, aka.
Oh yeah.
She should have been a supporting because she.
Well, not only that, but if you think about it, I mean, if you a supporting actress, Robin Mattson. I mean, the stuff that she does, the way they're
she's
able
great,
to...
but you know daytime. I mean, that...
No, I know. I understand. But, I mean, she made amazing
performances. She is great. Robin Mattson is a beast. I mean, she's an incredible actress. But you got to remember, for the daytime Emmys, these are people who are... The voting tends to go for things that are considered non-soapy.
Yeah, because...
I always
want
to give it to... Somebody's child getting
she's right in that category where Bradford Anderson, when he would submit quirky Spinelli stuff, she's right in there.
I mean, talking to yourself about killing people over sandwiches, you know, I mean, it's highly entertaining, but it's more like Melrose Place. Melrose Place was never going to get the Emmy over China Beach. But it was hella more entertaining, in my opinion. But that doesn't mean it's going to get the Emmy. You know, it's the difference of your superhero movies. And, I mean, and that's, for me, a lot of GH is that. It is the popular show. It's the fun show. But a lot of times, that's not what's going to get a lot of the daytime Emmy nominations.
Reagan?
I think, collectively, it's a good list. They're all lead actresses at some point in time, maybe not all of them right now. Obviously, you know, like Jamie and Jillian both said, Jess Walton probably doesn't fit that bill. Kelly Monaco right now, does she feel like she's the one that's driving this show? No. But at one point in time, she was. And so she's probably kind of just stuck in that category for GH. And that's just where they keep putting her, where she keeps submitting herself. But so I think collectively, it's a good group. It's definitely, for me, it's Maura West. That's who I want to see taking this all the way. But I do love Heather Tom. I think she, I mean, there were so many times we would say, oh, there's another Emmy reel for her.
Yeah, shoot.
You know?
Heather, it's going to be a dog fight.
It's a three-way cat fight.
I don't.
Eileen Davidson, Maura West, and Heather Tom.
You know,
I mean,
I'm cool with this list. I would love for the Days girls to stay on here. I would love for them to weed out the Y&R people, because I'm trying to think about Sharon Case. She didn't do nothing to impress me. Cassie, is that you? Cassie, can you hear me? Will you build a snowman? No, girl. Girl, you didn't impress me. You didn't impress me. Merch, you did not. You did nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You should have. You didn't drive no story.
Good stuff with the bust up of her almost marriage to Nick. And, you know, I think she had some really solid scenes.
What almost married to Nick?
When, you know, when she almost was going to be there to marry Nick. But, you know, she wasn't there because Dylan was, you know, naked in the fetal position. Outside her door, shaking.
I'm so mad at Avery for that. You should be like, fool, I got to go. I got to marry a billionaire. You can't afford a futon in your house. I'm so mad at you, Avery. You're too glam for that girl.
Put him in, found an extra gown for him to wear, tucked him in, made him some porridge.
I'm actually cool with this list, but yeah, like, you don't need to be on it. Sharon Case and Jess Walton do not need to be on here. I think Melody definitely should be where Sharon's sitting right now, you know, dealing with the
Jess
fallout.
Put some Catherine stuff, and you know, that Jeannie Cooper's death was so recognizable, and who else was going to get anything behind that? I mean, we know how much she meant to Kane, but...
I told you, that boy Lily was like, Kane, it's like, okay, and he threw her off her, and he was like, back up off me, bitch, my plan mama need me. I'm like, dang, Gina,
Well, as we wrap up this podcast, I think we should maybe begin a candlelight vigil or sit in Shiva, because one of the biggest worries of the Daytime Emmys next season is coming up, or of this season's nominations is coming up.
Will
and that
get
is
credentials?
No. Well, there's that too, but almost equally important, if not more important, what episode will Ron and Frank pick?
Oh yeah, because they suck.
Because they are so bad.
You
at
know
picking
they're
episodes.
Picking one from the nurse's ball. You know
they suck. They gonna pick
and
one.
They shouldn't pick them from the nurse's
you know
ball.
What?
As great as the nurse's ball is, that is they not what they should be picking.
From Sunny and
Morgan,
Sunny,
Ava.
Hell, they
yeah.
should pick something from.
I'm consulting on that because they put out good stuff.
But
and
they
pick.
They always pick their biggest production.
How much do you want to bet it's an episode from the Nurse's Ball, and then it's going to be Connie Falconeri's death? How much?
It will be, and those are not
Robin busted up in that church.
Okay, this is coming from me, so this is saying something.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if you considering the fact that you have Brian Craig, Maurice Bernard, and Laura Wright in these scenes. I don't remember about Laura Wright, but Maurice Bernard and Brian Craig, when Sonny went and freaking revealed the whole truth in that hotel,
threw up his hands like, I got this guy.
That was so character driven among those characters, and the breakdown that you just saw, that
was so
amazing
good.
Work.
Yeah,
that's the type of stuff that General Hospital needs to be looking at for submissions. As wonderful as the Nurse's Ball is. As much as we cheered Connie's death, those...
Yeah, man, like, you know, you would think they would go
well,
for...
We know what Jill is going to do. We know Jill is going to do... It's already a given. We're going to be out there on that old Decatur road with that little girl running her slow ass out there in the middle of the road like that.
And that's why we can almost predict what these are going to be. We know what Jill's going to do. Brad Bell he basically always does the same, like he does a storyline.
Well, he didn't get to kill nobody, give nobody no disease this year.
He had a lot of angst amongst some of the various characters.
Yeah.
And Days of Our Lives, well, that one might be a little bit more difficult.
They,
but
yeah, they are the
talk that church. They better pick that doggone church where everybody was looking at that porno. That's what they better pick.
That to me
was trying to remember what it was like to use a vibrator.
To me, that falls into the GH category because, you know, if they do that, then damn. And Frank and Ron, like, why can't we pick the boys shaking their tail feathers at the nurse's ball?
That's why General
Hospital at that. No, there was drama at that wedding, though, because when Brady was like, it was you! And then,
everything that Days of Our Lives included in that epic wedding was what General Hospital had in the Sonny and Morgan scenes.
Yeah.
At Medford. It's just that the General Hospital scenes were not as big of a production, but in terms of emotion...
We'll probably submit... Stank ass Taylor Hayes coming over there and telling everybody.
What you call him?
All I'm saying is.
What you call him?
Stank ass. They're gonna put up stank ass Taylor Hayes. Coming over there and telling old Brooke like that. She didn't have to do Brooke like that. She didn't have to tell old Brooke.
Listen.
Brooke should do Brooke.
My only point is, when Ron and Frank go to choose these episodes, instead of letting the devil whisper in their ears,
you should have made that 10 minutes ago.
You know what? I really wish that
them to win. That's why it's like they produce these amazing soaps, but because they all end up making these wrong episodes, they lose.
I get it, but I wish that they had like. I wish they had a click posse over at GH. I wish they had a click posse over at GH.
Get started on GH as a set.
I really wish they had a click posse over at GH. So when Frank and Ron try to pick, well, not Frank and Ron, Frank, we gonna put it on your shoulders, Valentini. When he goes to pick out something glamorous, you know, you see Maurice dressed up as Sonny. Hey, Maurice, what are you doing? And you see Sean there, too, and they lock him in the room, and they tell him, because he just, like, I know.
These awards are nice, but the greatest award of all is being renewed year after year year.
This is absolutely, I absolutely agree with you. I just, after all these years of them putting out amazing soaps on shoestring budgets, setting the benchmark on so many different levels for the other soaps to either compete with or aspire to, I just really want to
You know why they don't, though? And this is what I mean, but they do what they're good at. They don't do the type of stories that if you analyze it, they don't do the type of stories that these people tend to like, you know,
which is why I'm saying you need to go with something like at MetroCorp.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is GH with Frank and Ron, and even with One Life, they weren't going to be the ones telling the, you know, poignant, we're going to let our mama cough her lungs up stories. That's not, if Ron was doing that story, it was going to be because mama had taken some polonium, something 675 Aphrodite.
And, dancing pancreas. The pancreas would dance too.
That same Stephanie Forrester storyline, while she was coughing up that lung, you know, Ridge was going to be off in a lab somewhere with a race against time to develop. You know, Ron and Frank just don't tell those type of stories that make people go, oh my God, that was so poignant to watch that woman cough up her lungs like that. Let's give him an Emmy. You know.
Well, and I understand. I just, for me, it's popular just one of those things when they have the opportunity and it hasn't worked in the past for them to go with their big events. Maybe it's time to try something.
I'd love for them to win. I mean, Days of Our Lives shocked us. Days of Our Lives shocked the fire out of us by winning and they won with a story that was not, you know.
Everybody get down.
I mean, they won. No, they didn't win with Everybody Get Down.
They didn't win with that.
I wish they would have won when Everybody Got Down. I would have got up there with Key and Corday and said, thank you very much. But no, they won with Blowing Up Salem. But, you know, that was very old school Jill Farron Phelps, because, you know, that used to be her MO. When in doubt, blow some shit up. But, you know, she didn't blow nobody up. She looked around and said, which one of these child actors would make a good
and just then, little the girl who played Delia bumped into her.
I probably said hi to her that day. Yeah. Hi, Miss Phelps. Oh, hello, girl.
No, she took the last cruller. Were you hungry, Miss Phelps? Yes, you little devil. You hungry on the side of that road and ran her down.
You won't get to go to Spain this year on your little SAG rituals, little girl.
And on that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode and all the pre-nominations at daytimeconfidential.com. Add us as a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/DC Confidential. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DC Confidential. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Delia Barrett with Frankie.
The vegetables commercial, little girl.
Delia Barrett with Frankie. Delia Brightman next to Frankie.
Frankie's selling oxygen.